们继续来学习利未记。
Let us continue to learn about Leviticus.
昨天晚上我们谈到祭司要受膏的时候还要穿上圣衣。
Last night we talked about how the priest needed to be anointed with a special attire.
大祭司的圣衣啊，真的很华美。
The sacred cloth of the high priest is very splendid.
啊，尤其内衣啊，内袍是用很多的颜色把它织起来的。
Especially the tunic and the robe are made of different threads, different color threads.
象征主耶稣基督的内在的美的。
That represent the beauty of Jesus Christ.
啊，这个外袍是蓝色的，是属天的。
The robe on the outside is blue, which means it belongs to the heavens.
它有石榴，又有金铃铛。
It has pomegranates and also rings of bells.
这个石榴是非常多果实的一种果实。
Pomegranate is a kind of fruit that has a lot of seeds.
啊，味道很美。它里面的种子很多。
It tastes very good and it bears a lot of seeds.
表示有丰盛的属灵果子。
Represents bearing a lot of spiritual fruits.
金是代表高贵。
Gold represents high position, royalty.
铃子啊就会发出响声。
And the golden bells would have sounds.
他说这个金铃铛跟石榴啊配合起来。就是一方面要有好名声，一方面要有好果子。
So the combination of having the pomegranates and the golden bells represent that the high priest need to have good reputation and bear good fruits.
另外穿上这个以弗德。
Other than that, they have to put on ephod.
以弗德也是用五色线啊，把它织起来，非常华美。
Ephod is woven by five different color threads.
两片哦。正方形的布，啊，前面一片，后面一片，啊，用一个肩带把它连起来。
It is made of two cloth, one in the front, one in the back, and tied together by string.
肩上有两块宝石。
On the ephod, on the shoulder, there are two precious stones.
刻上了十二个支派的名字。
That are carved with the name of the 12 tribes.
啊，表示啊，这些选民啊，都是在。大祭司的肩上
representing that the 12 tribes are on the shoulder of the high priest.
也表示信徒都是主耶稣所宝贵所纪念的。
It also represents that all the people of God are precious in God's eyes.
另外这个胸牌上面呢 有12颗的宝石。
On top of the ephod is the breastplate with 12precious stones.
另外有两块啊，就是要截断的，宝石叫做乌灵跟土灵。
And other than that, there are two stones called the Urim and the Thummim, and they are for casting lots.
不过这些啊，大概在以色列民被掳的时候啊，就失掉了。
But all of these have been lost during the captivity of Judah and Israel.
乌灵土灵是在求问神用的。
They use the Urim and Thummim to ask God of His will.
所以大祭司啊，常常带着乌灵土灵帮君王啊，帮百姓求问神。
So the high priest always carried the Urim and the Thummim to help the kings to ask God of something.
后来神就从以色列百姓当中啊，兴起先知来代替乌灵土灵。
In the latter times, God has raised up priests and prophets to replace the function of Urim and Thummim.
到了新约时代，神就借着圣灵来指示我们当行的道路。
In the New Testament, God has given us the Holy Spirit to show us the way that we need to walk.
所以，真正乌灵土灵就是指着耶稣基督。
Therefore, Urim and Thummim actually represent Jesus Christ Himself.
他是光明圣洁、完全，能够指引我们的道路。
He's the light, He's perfect, and He's the only one who can show us the way.
他说我们现在不用一些物质的东西啦来取代， 啊，神的指示。
So today we do not use any objects to replace God's revelation of His will to us.
我们遇到什么事情，常常祷告神，啊，神借着圣灵，啊，就让我们明白神的旨意。
Whatever challenges we face, we just kneel down and pray to God, and the Lord will show us His will through His Holy Spirit.
啊，大祭司要束上腰带。
The high priest also need to gird their waist with sash.
因为束上腰带啊，可以殷勤做工。
After we have been girded with sash, we're able to focus and do the word of God.
并且要谦卑警醒。
And so that we can be more awake and alert.
他们要围上一个骨头巾呢、啊，用一条巾呢 包在头上，这个叫做冠冕。
On their head, they tie their hair with turban, which is called the crown of righteousness.
它是荣耀的象征，也是表示谦卑顺服。
It represents glory and at the same time humility.
做神的仆人。
Representing we're the servants of God.
那这个骨头巾的上面呢、啊，这个冠冕的上面有一块牌子。
On the turban and the crown, there is a plaque.
是用金金去打造的。
Made of gold.
它上面刻了几个字，归神为圣。
And on it carved the words.Glory to God.
So, 这是圣冠冕呢。
So this is called the crown of holiness.
也就是说，要在众人面前公开承认，啊，要常常记住，要一生一世啊，归神为圣。
Meaning that the high priest will purify themselves and live a holy life in front of the congregation all the days of his life.
除了大祭司以外，所有的祭司啊，也要穿上圣衣。
Other than the high priest, all the other priests also need to have a special sacred attire.
抹上香膏。
And they need to be anointed by oil.
所以这个膏油从头上倒下来啊，整个香气就显出来。
When the oil is being poured out on their heads, and there will be aroma from the oil.
那再来是行奉献礼。
The next offering is the offering of consecration.
所以大祭司要任职的时候啊，要献三样的祭。
When the priests are being consecrated, they need to offer three different types of offerings.
那第八章的十四节啊，讲到要先献赎罪祭。
Leviticus chapter 8 verse 14 tells us that the first offering they need to offer is the sin offering.
那就是献公牛。
Which is of sacrifices of the bull.
主由腰子尾巴献上，其他带到营外把它烧掉。
To offer the fat and the tail, and the rest of them you need to take out to outside the camp to burn them all.
所以第一次要担任圣职啊，要先为自己赎罪。
So if you want to become the worker of God, the first thing you need to do is to atone for your own sin.
啊，才能够在会幕里面担任圣职。
Then they can stay in the tabernacle to serve their duties.
十八节说啊，要献燔祭。
Verse 18 also said they need to offer burnt offering.
把公绵羊啊当做燔祭献上。
To offer the ram as a burnt offering.
这表示说要自己完全的奉献给神。
Meaning that you have to give yourself entirely to God.
一生一世要忠心服侍神。
Serving the Lord all the days of his life.
因为燔祭是完全的献上祭的。
Because burnt offering is an offering of totality.
然后再献平安祭。
The next offering is peace offering.
这个二十二节啊，这是承接圣职的礼啊。
Verse 22 tells us the ram of consecration.
就献另外一只的公绵羊。
So they will offer a ram.
把血啊抹在这个祭司的右耳垂上，右手大拇指，还有右脚的大拇指。
And Moses will rub on the high priest blood on his right ear, right thumb, and right toe.
在这个耳朵上啊，是表示说要绝对听从神的吩咐。
Rubbing blood on the right ear, meaning that the high priest must listen entirely to God's commandments.
所以要服侍神啊，不是为所欲为，而是完全啊，按照神的旨意。
So you cannot serve God according to what you want to do, but you have to listen to God entirely.
神叫你做什么，你就做什么。神到你叫你到哪里，你就到哪里。
Whatever He asks you to do, you do. Wherever He asks you to go, you go.
他说没有自己的意见，完全听从神。
So we should not have any of our own wills when we serve God.
那这个属啊，就是要尽力啊，来做工，完成神托付给我们的使命。
Rubbing blood on the right thumb, meaning that we have to try our very best and labor for God.
啊，忠心啊，殷勤做工。
With loyalty and diligence.
那这个脚上啊，就是要遵行神的道，啊，走在圣洁的道路上面。
On the right toe, meaning we have to walk in the path of righteousness and holiness.
所以不可以有偏差，不可以走错路。
That we have to walk on the right path and not deviate.
啊，然后七天的时间啊，都在会幕里面啊，不可以离开会幕。
After the consecration, they need to stay in the tabernacle for 7 days without leaving the camp.
啊，在会幕里面啊，不住的祈祷默想，跟神交通。
Within these 7 days, they need to meditate on the Word of God and communicate with God.
所以不可以离开会幕，不可以去办俗事，也不可以去沾染到污秽的东西。
They cannot leave the tent of the meeting, and they cannot touch anything that's unclean.
那所以这个七是一个完全是啊，象征我们服侍神的人呐、啊。一生一世啊，啊都要处所在神的殿里面。
Since seven in the Bible always represent completeness, therefore when we work for the Lord as high priest, we need to stay in the temple of God all the days of our lives, completely living in a life of holiness.
啊，所以既然已经献上去了，就一生一世啊，服侍神，忠心到底。
And after we give ourselves, offering ourselves to God, then for the rest of our lives, we will serve the Lord.
好，我们继续来看第九章。
Let us now turn to chapter 9.
第九章。
Chapter 9.
我们看第十章。
Actually, let's skip to chapter 10.
他们七天以后到第八天啊，要献很多的祭。
Between the seventh day to the eighth day, there are a lot of offerings to be made.
我们九章看两节好了。
In chapter 9,
九章的第六节。
We'll just look at two verses, chapter 9, verse 6.
九章第六节
Chapter 9 verse 6
摩西说这是主吩咐你们所当行的神的荣光啊，就要向你们显现、哦啊、到第八天把会众召来、啊、把长老召来、啊、就在那里开始执行、啊啊、祭司的职分了
So after the seventh day of consecration on the eighth dayGod has called all the elders and the people, the Israelites, and also Moses and his son.
所以献上了各样的祭。
And to show them what are the duties of priests, and they offer sacrifices.
把祭物献好以后，亚伦就向众百姓举手祝福。
After they finished sacrificing, Aaron raised up his hand to bless the congregation.
然后他跟摩西啊一起进到会幕。
Then Aaron and Moses went into the tabernacle.
又从会幕出来。
And then they came out of the tabernacle.
说神的荣光啊，就向众民显现了。
Then the glory of the Lord has been manifested to the multitudes.
所以因为啊，完全都按照神的吩咐来行，所以神就跟他们同在啊，这个荣光照耀他们啊，束缚起给他们。
Because they follow every instruction of the Lord, therefore God's glory came down and showed it to all the people.
他们得有火从天上下来啊，把燔祭。把那个祭坛上的那些燔祭啊，全部烧掉。
There was fire coming from above to burn all the offerings.
因为百姓看到这样的情形啊，都俯伏在地上啊，啊，赞美欢呼啊。
When people saw the glory of the Lord, they fell down on the ground and praised the Lord.
因为他们看到神的能力啊，神的荣光显现出来。
Because they saw the power and the glory of the Lord.
所以百姓就俯伏在地啊，欢呼敬拜神。
That's why they prostrate themselves on the ground and worshiping God.
啊，这是会幕做好了以后啊，第一次行这个奉献礼。
So this is the first offering that they offer together as a congregation after the tabernacle was completed.
我们看到这个火啊，从天上下来啊，然后这个火啊就不能够熄灭了啊，一直留在燔祭坛上。
After this fire from heaven came down to burn the offering, then this fire never was ceased.
所以祭司都要去照顾啊，那个火不能够让它熄掉。
So every day, one of the duties of the priest is to make sure the fire does not go out.
啊，要到圣所里面去点香啊，啊，那个火要从这里来。
And when the priest offer incense to God, they have to get the fire from the same source.
是用天上来的火。
Which is the fire from above.
啊，那第十章啊，因为他们啊没有照吩咐这个献上了燔火。
In chapter 10, because they did not offer with that fire from above.
那大祭司的儿子啊，拿达亚比户。
So the Aaron's sons Nadab and Abihu.
哦，他们看到神的火降下来，哦，他们很兴奋。
When they saw the fire from above came down, they were very excited.
啊，那拿着香炉啊，啊，就赶快去加上一些香，啊，然后加上火。
They took a censer and put fire in it.
说那个火啊，不是神从天上降下来的火，是燔火。
But this fire was not the fire that God has sent down from heaven. This is just a fire that they made themselves.
啊，可能是在外院啊，在那边啊，有祭司在烧饭的那些火啊，啊，就引那些火就来烧烧香了。
They probably just took any fire they found around the tabernacle. As the fire for the incense.
说这个不是神所吩咐的。
This is not what the Lord has commanded them.
所以就有火啊，从神那里来，啊，就把他们烧掉了。
Then there is fire from heaven to burn the two of them.
所以他们两个啊，就被烧在啊，可能在圣所里面那个会幕前面了。
So they might have been burned in front of the tabernacle.
哦，所以。啊，因为这是从神来的惩罚 啊，所以后来他们那个衣服没有烧掉，但是人就被烧死掉了。
Because this is the punishment from God Himself, therefore, even though they're being burned, but their clothes, their priest clothes, were still in one piece.
所以我们看到说啊，因为没有遵照吩咐，他随便的就献上燔火。
So we can see this lesson where they did not use the fire from above, but use profane fire.
啊，所以后来就被烧掉。
Therefore, they were being punished and being burned.
啊，当然遇到这样的事情啊，亚伦跟他其他的儿子啊，当然很伤心了。
When this happened, Aaron and the rest of his sons were very sad.
但是亚伦因为是大祭司啊。
But since Aaron was the high priest,
啊，还有他两个儿子也是做祭司。
And his two sons were also priests.
那所以，因为他们现在是代表神在执行职务啊，所以叫他们不可以离开会幕啊，不可以啊哀伤的那种记号。
And since they were serving in the tabernacle, they were not allowed to have a countenance of sadness.
说免得啊做错事情啊惹神生气啊又会死亡。
Because if they defile God's commandment again.Maybe there will be more deaths.
所以摩西就叫亚伦的属死的孩子啊，米沙利、以利沙凡呢，因为他们不是祭司，所以请他们来把这两个死掉的尸体啊，把他们抬出去。
Then Moses called the son of Uzziel, the uncle of Aaron, and these two sons are called Mishael and Elzaphan to carry the two corpses.Out of the tabernacle.
然后神特别交代亚伦说啊，你跟你的儿子进会幕的时候不可以喝酒。
Then Moses told Aaron that when they enter into the tabernacle, they may not drink wine.
还要把圣的俗的把它分别出来。
And they have to be able to distinguish what is clean and unclean.
所以可能啊，他们除了献燔火啊，有的人说是不是因为他们喝酒了啊？不然神什么特别还？交代说不可以喝酒。
Some people may ask, did God send down the fire not just because they used the wrong fire, but also because they were drinking wine?
啊，当然这没有直接的证据了。
We don't have enough evidence to prove that.
啊，表示说要服侍神的人呢，啊，要非常的慎重，啊，要洁净自己。
However, this shows us that for the worker of God, we need to be very careful with our actions and make sure we're clean.
啊，我想跳过来，我们看21章哈。
Now we're going to skip all the way to chapter 21.
跳过来看21章。
Leviticus chapter 21.
因为这也是对祭司的一些规定。
These are also some regulations toward the priests.
所以祭司要追求圣洁才能够让神来用。
Priests need to pursue holiness in order to be used by God.
第一节到第九节这是一般的祭司。
Verses 1 to 9 are regulations for the regular priests.
十节到十六节这是大祭司。
From verse 10 to 16 are regulations toward the high priest.
所以祭司比一般的百姓要求严格。
The expectation of, from God toward the high priest is higher than regular priests.
大祭司比祭司更进一步，更要求更高。
The expectation is higher toward the high priest.
因为他们是要分别出来归神为圣的。
Because they are separated from everybody else for the use of God.
这个祭司不可以去摸到那个死人的尸体。
Regular priests cannot contaminate themselves with touching the
dead. 包括各种动物的尸体都不可以。
They cannot touch any corpse, even animal's corpse.
除了自己骨肉的父母兄弟以外。
Other than their immediate family.
再来祭司不可以让头光秃不可以剃这个胡须的周围，不可以用刀划身。
The priests also cannot become bald, and they can't shave around the beard, and they can't use knives to cut.
因为这是迦南地当时异教徒他们丧礼的一种仪式。
Because this is the custom of the Canaanites when they go to funeral.
来取悦他们的死人或者是偶像。
To please the dead or to please the idols.
但是因为破坏了身体的完整，破坏了圣洁的形象，所以这是一种异教的风俗。
Because by doing that, they are breaking their holiness. And breaking their body, which is a custom for the Gentiles.
归神为圣，不可亵渎神的名。
When they're being holy, they cannot blaspheme against God's name.
所以要尊神的名为圣。
They need to honor God's name.
他们的言语、行为、婚姻、家庭都要来荣耀神。
Their actions, their words, and their marriage should be glorifying to God's name.
再来说不可娶那些有污秽的女人为妻。
Priests cannot marry any women who are defiled.
这是第七节。
This is in verse 7.
第八节说
verse 8,
第九节说
verse 9 says,
如果他们的女儿行淫入没了自己，父亲就要有责任把他用火把他烧掉。
If the priest's daughter profaned themselves, then the priest need to burn them to death.
所以对祭司的要求很严格，而且这个严格还影响到他的家人。
God's expectation of the priest is very high, and the expectation is also toward the family as well.
因为神要亲近他的人能够真正的成圣。
Because God wants the people who draw near to him to be completely pure and holy.
第十节。
Verse 10.
做大祭司的因为有膏油在他头上所以他穿上圣衣不可蓬头散发。
And for the high priest, because they were anointed by, with oil on the head, therefore they can never uncover their head.
不可以撕裂衣服。
Or tearing his clothes.
所以我们头发在传道书里面说头发也要梳好。
So in the book of Ecclesiastes, it tells us that we have to make
sure
we comb our hair, that we make sure we dress nicely.
所以我们穿着不要邋邋遢遢。
So we should not be sloppy in our attire.
所以我们不要效法外邦人我们是神的祭司
We should not imitate the way Gentiles adorn themselves. We are the high priest God.
言语行为各方面要显出基督徒的特色。
In our actions and our words, we need to show people that we are Christians.
十一节说不可挨近尸体。
Verse 11 tells us that the priest cannot go near dead bodies.
大祭司 因为他代表神啊，所以连父母亲呐、啊、离世了都不可以去沾染他。
But the high priest, they can't even draw near to the corpse of their parents or siblings.
他不可出圣所。
They cannot exit the tabernacle.
哦，所以一辈子啊都在圣所里面。
They have to stay inside the sanctuary all the days of their life.
啊，他要娶处女为妻。主的处女为妻。
The high priest must marry a virgin.
啊，就是寡妇啦、被休的妇人啦，都不可以。
He cannot marry any widow or divorced woman.
啊，十五节说不可辱没自己的儿女。
Verse 15 says he cannot profane his children.
所以大祭司啊更亲近神，所以神对他的要求更高。
And since high priests are closer to God, therefore God has higher expectation of them.
当然，这个祭司是从亚伦的祖孙出来。
The priests are the descendants of Aaron.
当然是这个亚伦的祖孙当中啊，这个男生当中啊，如果有一些啊肢体不全的、残疾的，也不能够当祭司。
Out of the male descendants of Aaron, if they have defects.In their bodies, they cannot become priests as well.
啊，他们当然可以吃那个圣所里面献祭的那些圣物啊，但是不可以足行之物。
It is okay for them to partake in the food of the offerings that people offered. However, they cannot perform priest duties.
因为利未人本身没有产业啊，就是靠着百姓的奉献呐、啊，他们来维持生活。
Because the tribe of Levi did not receive any possession.As the rest of the tribes, therefore, the way they have their living is to eat the offerings that people offer.
肢体有残疾的不可以当祭司。
So, Aaron's descendants who have defects cannot serve as priests.
当然，这对我们今天来讲啊，这是一种属灵上的教训。
And this has spiritual meanings or teachings to us nowadays.
因为旧约的条例啊，都已经成全在耶稣的十字架上了。
Because all the laws in the Old Testament has been fulfilled on the cross. So we're not keeping the Old Testament laws on the surface.
要了解它的经义。
But we must understand the meaning behind it.
啊，尤其我们对那些啊身体有残缺的人啊，我们不可以歧视。
Especially we should not despise or look down on people who have defects.
因为那可不是他们自己愿意的。
Because they did not born with that in mind.
我让他们需要的时候，我们更应当用爱心来帮助他们。
Therefore, we need to show even more love to them.
但是这个以前啊，身体的残疾啊，不能够当祭司，现在对我们来讲是应用在属灵上面。
So for those who have defects cannot serve as priests, we should take this lesson and apply it to us spiritually.
我们要学习他的属灵教训。
We need to learn the spiritual teachings.
啊，第一个就是瞎眼的。
The first point is blind, the person who's blind.
就在十八节说，瞎眼的不能够当祭司。
Verse 18 tells us that those who are blind cannot serve as priests.
圣经里面讲到什么是瞎眼的
？And how does the Bible describe a blind?
就是看不到神的恩典啊，不晓得神的作为的。
Those who cannot see God or the work of God.
说心灵的眼睛啊，已经被魔鬼把它弄瞎了。
Because Satan has blinded our spiritual eyesight.
所以说叫一个生来就瞎眼的，叫他说你到希罗亚族去洗，他一洗眼睛就看见了。
One time Jesus told a blind man to go to a river to wash his eyes, and once he washed his eyes, he was able to see again.
叫法利赛人啊，看到了神的作为却不信。
When the Pharisees saw this miracle, they still was in disbelief.
他们说啊，他是罪人啊，他不可能啊做这样的事。
Because they think that Jesus is a sinner, so it is impossible for him to perform such miracle.
但是这个瞎眼说啊，他是罪人，不是我不知道，但是我从前瞎眼，我现在看见，我知道。
But the blind who was healed said that I don't know if he's a sinner or not.But I know that what I know is I was blind, but now I see.
啊，法利赛人又问说：“啊，他是怎么开你的眼睛啊
？”The Pharisee continued to ask the blind, "How did Jesus open your eyes?"
啊，那个人说：“啊，我刚刚跟你们讲，你们不听，现在要听了。
”The blind man replied, "I've already told you many times. I tried to tell you, you did not want to listen.
你们是不是也要做他的门徒啊
？Are you trying to be his disciples too?"
啊。 那些法利赛人说啊。
And the Pharisees replied,
我们是摩西的门徒啊，啊，这个人从哪里来的我们不知道。
We are the disciples of Moses, and this man Jesus, where he come from, we don't even know.
那个瞎眼得见的人啊，他说他能够开人的眼睛啊，啊，他从哪里来的 你们还不知道。
And the blind man replied to the Pharisees, he can open a blind man's eyes, and you still don't know where he come from?
从来就没有人啊，能够开人的眼睛。
Never was a man able to open another man's eyes.
如果不是从神来的，人就没有办法做什么。
Unless this man come from God, or else he cannot do anything.
法利赛人更加生气了。
And the Pharisees was angry.
说你还要想要教训我们呢？
Are you trying to teach us?
就把他赶出会堂。
And they cast him out from the temple.
后来主耶稣来了。
Then Jesus met this blind man.
他讲了一句非常感叹的话。
He told.This blind man.
主耶稣讲了一句话。
He told the blind man something.
主耶稣说啊，我来到世界是要让瞎子得看见。
I have come into this world to make the blind see.
啊，没有想到那些看得见的，现在反而成了瞎眼的。
But it is so sad that those who can see now has become blind.
所以人有时候肉体会。啊，看不见啦、啊，或者是眼睛会昏花，这个肉体的毛病，这个没有关系。
Sometimes we may be born blind, or our eyes may become dimmer and dimmer as we go older, but that is okay.
但是要紧的，我们的心灵的眼睛要明亮。
Because most importantly, we have to have our spiritual eyesight opened.
有一个老先知啊，年纪很大了，眼睛看不见了。
There's this elderly man and whose eyes are dim.
但是他心灵的眼睛很明亮。
But the spiritual eyesight that he has was very bright.
因为罗伯安的妻子啊，打扮成为别的妇人，要来求问他。
Jeroboam's wife tried to disguise herself and came to ask a question.
因为他们去拜偶像，他的儿子生病在床。
Because her son was sick in bed due to worshiping idols.
结果这个妇人一进门啊，
When this wife came into the door,
先知马上跟他说：“耶罗波安的妻子啊，你为什么打扮成为其他的女人？”
The prophet immediately say, "The wife of Jeroboam, why have you disguised yourself as another woman?"
我奉神的命令告诉你。
I tell you in the name of the Lord.
你进门的时候，你的儿子就会死掉了。
Once you enter into the store, your son will surely die.
所以虽然他年纪很大了，眼睛看不见了，但是心灵的眼睛很明亮。
Even though the prophet was old in age and his eyes were dim, but his spiritual eyesight were opened and bright.
所以马太福音里面说，我们的眼睛啊，好像窗子一样。
So in the book of Matthew tells us that our eyes is the windows.Of our soul.
我们的眼睛明亮，我们的心灵就明亮。
If our eyes are bright, then our hearts will be bright as well.
那如果我们眼睛看不见了，我们内心里面就黑暗了。
But if our eyesights are blinded, then our hearts will be in darkness.
约翰一书第二章里面说啊，恨弟兄的就是瞎眼的。
First John chapter 2 tells us that those who hate their brothers are blind.
因为他们生活在黑暗当中，看不到光。
Because they live in darkness and they can't see light.
啊，所以我们心灵要明亮啊。
Therefore, our heart should be bright.
啊，再来说瘸腿的不能够当祭司。
The second point says the crippled cannot be a priest.
啊，瘸腿就是没有办法走路。
Crippled are men who cannot walk.
啊，这主着属灵上啊，单听到不会行道的。
This means those who listen to the word of God but never.Actually, put them into actions.
说能说不能行的。
These are the people who can speak but not really do.
属灵上的这种瘸腿的。
So this is spiritual cripple.
啊，像我们像在巴西圣保罗教会啊。
In the Saint Paul Cathedral in Peru.
那边只有三个华人，其他都是巴西人。
And there are only three Chinese. Believers in the church, and the rest of them are Brazilians.
啊，有一个巴西的弟兄啊。
There was a Brazilian brother.
啊，他虽然呢、啊，小的时候啊就生病，所以他脚啊瘸腿。
When he was young, he was inflicted with illness, so therefore he became crippled.
啊，但是这个弟兄啊，很热心，信心很好。
But this brother is very zealous in his faith, and he has good faith.
啊，在苦难当中啊，因为经历了很多，因为他在残障啊，经历了很多苦。
Because of his crippledness, he had experienced a lot of suffering.
他一直找工作啊，本来一直找工作，人家都被他拒绝。
He tried to look for jobs, but was rejected by many.
啊，后来我们有一个弟兄啊，就接受他。
But one of our brothers took him in.
啊，所以他就跟着我们教会这个弟兄啊，啊，工作了十几年呐，啊，非常忠心。
So he worked in the company of this brother for 10 some years.
啊，我们弟兄就带他信主。
Then this brother brought him to church.
啊，他非常忠心啊，啊，神也给他很多的恩赐。
After believed, he became very zealous, and God also gave him a lot of gifts.
虽然他没有读什么书。
Even though he was not highly educated.
因为我们知道说那个巴西人啊，他们有很多那个五旬节会的啦，或者是他民间的信仰哦，很迷信的，魔鬼工作很多的。
Because we know that in Brazil, many people believed in other denominations like Pentecostal or other pagan religions where they're very superstitious.
啊，这个弟兄很热心传道理啊，做见证。
But this crippled brother is very zealous in preaching the gospel.
有那个心脏病快死掉的人啊，帮他祷告都好起来。
He prayed for someone who had heart attack and almost died, and this person was healed.
有的魔鬼附身的，可以把鬼赶出去。
And he prayed for those who are demon possessed, and was the demon was casted out.
所以虽然他身体上有残障啊。
So even though he was crippled in his body.
但是神却跟他同在啊，信心相当好。
But God was walking with him.
好。啊，所以肉体上的残障啊，这不是很重要的，要紧的我们心灵上、灵性上不能够有残缺。
So it is okay to be crippled in our physical body. However, we need to be sure that we're not crippled spiritually.
啊，另外一种就是塌鼻子的，这鼻子啊塌下去了。
Those who are flat nose cannot become a priest.
啊，这在外观上啊不太好看哦。
And if we have flat nose, we don't look that good.
啊，你要闻东西啊，都闻不出味道来。
Because it's hard for us to smell.
啊，有的香的臭的都不知道，都把它吞下去了。
Can't even tell between what smells good and what smells bad. We just take whatever that comes into our mouth.
那，啊，这个表示说啊，对那个好坏啊、是非啊，不敏感的啊，没有办法分别的。
That means we are insensitive towards what is right and what is wrong and cannot discern.
行事啊，不端正啊，有是是非非啊，混在一起。
And to mix up what is right and what is wrong and have gray areas.
啊，另外有一种是肢体有余的。
Another one is the person with extra body parts cannot become priest.
我们肢体啊，神给我们造各样的肢体都很匀称啊，很配合。
God has created us with the right amount of body parts.
啊，那有的肢体啊，有余就是多出来。
But some people actually have extra body parts.
撒母耳记下二十一章里面讲到记载说啊。有一个人有二十四个指头，加特人。
Second Samuel chapter 21 records a person who has 21 fingers.
24
fingers.
我们一般的人就是说有十个指头嘛，哈，脚有十个嘛，总共二十个。
Usually we should have 10 fingers and 10 toes, but this person has 20.
啊，他那个人呢是二十四个。
24.
好，所以肢体有余的。
So he had extra body parts.
啊，这算残缺啊，这个也不能够执行祭司的工作。
This is considered defects, and people with such defects cannot become priests.
所以我们一般人讲说那个三只手，三只手是什么意思啊
？Sometimes we have this phrase that says we.
我们一般人都两只手啊，为什么他三只手
？Most of us have two hands, but why do we describe people with three hands?
因为另外一只手是专门做坏事的，偷东西的了。
Is that extra hands is always the one that does the bad and evil things.
我们讲到那个扒手啊，专门偷人家东西的那个叫做三只手的。
We always describe people who steal as having three hands.
啊，就专门做坏事的那个，就是肢体有余的。
So the people who always try to do bad things, they are having extra body parts.
有一首诗里面说啊。我们要亲手做正经事啊，啊，不可以再偷窃。
Ephesians tells us that we need to spend our time using our hands doing the right things.
上个星期到休斯顿遇到一个弟兄。
Last week when I was in Houston, I met a brother.
啊，他曾经被派到意大利去两年。
He was sent by his company to Italy for 2 years.
他说他还学了意大利话，还会用意大利话跟人家吵架。
He learned Italian to actually get into arguments with people.
他说啊，意大利有一个特色啊，就是啊，小偷很多。
And in Italy, there's a special characteristic, which is there are a lot of thieves.
所以有一个故事这样说啊。
There's this story.
一个人到欧洲去。
One person went to Europe.
坐那个。那个气球哈啊，来到了一个地方啊，那个烟雾很多啊。
He went on a.
他说我来到伦敦了、啊。他说，人家问他说你为什么知道伦敦？因为那个烟雾很多。
He went on a hot air balloon, and as he traveled, he came to a place that has a lot of smog, and he said, "I am in London." People ask him, "How do you know you're in London?" He said, "Because there are a lot of smog."
啊，后来他到了意大利。
And when he get to Italy.
他跟人家说他到意大利了。
He told people, "I am in Italy now."
啊，人家问他说，你怎么知道你到意大利了
？People ask him, "How do you know you're in Italy?"
他说啊，因为我的钱包被偷了。
Because my wallet was stolen.
啊，我一起默祷。
Let's pray in silence.